thanks to Thomas Young of Lyric Opera staff for that interesting note about the phonica. Act Two is set in Minnie's cabin in the mountains. The Indian girl Wokely works for Minnie as a sort of house servant, although in this scene, Wokely doesn't seem to be doing much work. She sings her baby to sleep with a lullaby and then entertains her boyfriend, Billy Jackrabbit. The ugh grunt at the end is Billy's greeting to Wokely, and you heard her answer with her own ugh. This is straight out of the play and reminds us that Wokely and Billy are primitives, not comic particularly, but also not fully human. Billy discusses how much money he will have to give Wokely's father in return for her hand, and she feeds him a bit of cream stolen from Minnie's table. Minnie is expecting Johnson, and after sending Billy away, she prepares herself. But the love scene that follows is almost as awkward as Billy and Wokely. The brash Minnie, usually so in control of her rough-and-tumble minors, is innocent and afraid. And Johnson, the tough bandit, is equally timid, overcome with his newfound love for Minnie. Changing the subject, Minnie makes fun of the simplicity of her life, clomping up and down the mountains on her little pinto. Here is something from which Puccini can derive a clear musical inspiration. Fanciulla is a complicated score. The orchestration is masterful. But we really have to listen to find the lyricism of Tosca or Bohème. Neither lover has noticed that while they've been talking, it's begun to snow. The miners are out looking for Ramirez, and the lovers hear shots in the distance. Johnson knows he must escape, but he's lingered too long. The path off the mountain is now invisible, covered in snow. Johnson at last admits his love for Minnie, but even now it's the orchestra, not the singers, who give voice to this dawning love. When Rance, Nick, and the miners appear on her doorstep, Minnie hides Johnson. She is stunned by Rance's revelation that Johnson is really the bandit Ramirez. But far worse is the news that Nina is Johnson's lover. Minnie denies the accusations until the men produce a picture of Johnson that was given to them by the jilted Nina. Seeing a cigar from the tavern on the floor of Minnie's cabin, Nick realizes that Minnie is hiding Johnson, but he keeps it to himself. Minnie is still unwilling to betray her lover, and she hurries the men out the door. Left alone with Johnson, Minnie is not so reticent. She angrily accuses him of trying to rob the polka. He admits his guilt, but explains that he only turned bandit on the death of his father 6 months ago. Johnson never knew that his father was a highwayman, and by the time he learned, there was no other way to support his widowed mother and his brothers. Now, however, he means to begin an honest life.
Sola ricchezza mia per la madre e fratelli alla di male. L'eredità paterna. Una maestrata ad I banditi da strada. L'accettai. Era quello il mio destino, ma un giorno ho incontrato, ho sognato d'andarmene con voi, tanto lontano. E redimermi tutto.
Still angry at his betrayal, Minnie lets Johnson walk out into the snow, where he is shot at and hit by one of the miners. Minnie throws open the door and drags her reluctant, wounded lover up a ladder to the loft above her bed. No sooner has Johnson collapsed in the loft than we hear a knock on the door. Rance enters, angrily demanding the fugitive. "Search the cabin," Minnie tells the sheriff, "but then leave and never speak to me again. I will never be yours." Rance is overcome and tries to grab Minnie, but she defends herself with a whiskey bottle. Just as Rance is about to leave, a drop of blood falls from the loft onto his hand. Johnson has unintentionally given himself away, but he's lost a great deal of blood and can barely stand. When he faints, Minnie offers to play Rance poker for the outcome. If Rance wins, he gets Minnie and Johnson. But if he loses, Johnson's life belongs to Minnie.
Una partita poker. Se vincete, prendetevi questo merito in me. Ma se vinco, farò
Rance draws three kings. Realizing she is about to lose, Minnie cheats. She pulls three aces from her stocking and shows them to the dumbstruck sheriff.
Quante?
Una.
Due. Due assi e un paio.
Niente.
Pari, siamo pari, evviva!
Ora la decisiva.
Sì. Taglia.
Prince, mi duole delle amare parole.
Scarta.
Ho sempre pensato bene di voi, mie Prince, e sempre penserò.
Io penso solamente che t'avrò fra le mie braccia. Tre re, vedi, ti vinco!
Re-signor, che vedrò? Ma che cosa sto male?
Che devo darvi?